This is NPR.
A major terrorism trial has started off in Britain. The trial of more than a half a dozen men charged with plotting to blow up airliners across the Atlantic. As Larry Miller reports, they're accused of planning to bring down a number of flights bound for North America.
The prosecution claims eight Muslim men aged between 23 and 29 planned to mix chemicals on board transatlantic flights, detonating them using a specially made AA battery and the flash from disposable cameras. After the alleged plot was discovered in August 2006, airports around the world implemented new regulations restricting liquids and cabin baggage. The seven flights targeted were those bound for Washington, New York, Chicago, San Francisco, Toronto, and Montreal. The alleged plan was to wait until all the planes were in the air before causing the first explosion. The accused denied the charges. The trial is expected to last 8 months.
That was Larry Miller reporting from London. Hundreds of veterans of Zimbabwe's guerrilla war marched through the capital of that country today. The veterans are often used to intimidate followers of the political opposition party there. The march comes as President Robert Mugabe's embattled party prepares to hold a critical meeting to discuss strategy in the wake of massive losses in the elections last Saturday. The Bush administration today said it was troubled by reports of a crackdown by Mugabe. A spokesman for the White House called for swift political solution in Zimbabwe, which did hold its elections last week. There's been no official results or no winner announced in the presidential poll. Yesterday, police raided the offices of the main opposition party and detained two foreign journalists, including a New York Times reporter. To this country now, in the long and increasingly expensive presidential election, new numbers out say in the Democratic presidential primaries, Barack Obama raised twice as much money as Hillary Clinton last month. Here's NPR's Peter Overby.
Obama collected $40 million versus $20 million for Clinton. The Clinton campaign said March was its second-best month raising money. Obama said more than 218,000 new donors turned out in March, for a total donor base of nearly 1.3 million individuals. The March money numbers for both candidates show a drop of about $15 million from February. In that month, the most intense of the primary season, both candidates set fundraising records. Now, Obama is spending far more than Clinton in Pennsylvania, which holds its primary April 22nd.
NPR's Peter Overby reporting. And if you think the country's headed on the wrong direction, well, you're not alone. According to a New York Times CBS News poll, 81% of Americans think America's headed in the wrong track. That's the highest number since any time since the 1990s when the poll began. That was up from 69% who were dissatisfied a year ago and 35% in early 2002. That 81% cuts across nearly every demographic and political group. The war in Iraq, the sagging economy, and specifically the housing crisis are to blame. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.